fuel trucks, law enforcement, feeding stations, generators, swift water rescue teams, field hospitals, high water clearance vehicles, and National Guard.
The governor said that over 20 miles of Interstate 95 is still shut down due to high flood waters. More news online at usaradio.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix.
The FAA and NTSB are also investigating, of course.
I don't want his support. I don't care about his support. What I want to do is I want to win for the people.
That's Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump speaking on Fox News about House Speaker Paul Ryan pulling his support for the nominee, citing the remarks he made on a hot mic back in 2005 about women.
You know, we got more votes, more than 14 million votes, more than anybody in the history of the Republican primaries, Bill. And they don't give the support that we really need.
Okay,
now,
but I'm still confused.
I think I'm better off maybe without their support if you want to know the truth.
Trump making those remarks during an appearance on Fox's Bill O'Reilly Show. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A new poll indicates more than half of Americans disapprove of athletes choosing not to stand for the national anthem. The Quinnipiac poll showing overall 54% of those surveyed say they disapprove. But there's a racial factor in the response. It indicates 74% of black adults approve of the protests, while white adults disapprove of the actions by a 63-30% margin. President Obama is setting his sights on Mars. In an op-ed piece published by CNN, Barack Obama says sending humans to Mars by the 2030s and returning them safely to Earth is the next chapter of America's story in space. Here's more from Rachel Silverman.
He said achieving that goal will require continued cooperation between government and private innovators, a collaboration that will begin in the coming years when companies send astronauts to the International Space Station. Seven companies have already received awards to develop new habitats that can sustain and transport astronauts on long-duration missions in deep space. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
You might notice Ronald McDonald is laying low during the recent rash of disturbing clown sightings around the country. McDonald saying it's keeping its clown mascot away from public events because of the clown craze. The sightings and threats have forced some schools to close and police to be on the lookout for suspicious clowns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
It is 5 after the hour, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, it's clear skies, no chance of precipitation today. It's Wednesday, it's October 12, 2016, partly sunny, patchy fog this morning, so drive with your low beams on. Highs in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy and patchy fog after midnight tonight. Lows in the mid-40s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Partly sunny tomorrow in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny 60s on Friday the 14th. Sunny, patchy fog and frost in the morning. And 60s on Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s on Sunday the 16th. And partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers on Monday, high around 70. That's a lot of fog in there and frost in there, so sun visors, sunglasses, low beams, and drive a little slower behind the car in front of you. Good morning, Hunterman. I'm Jim with Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunchamer.com. Little Tavares, sail away. Well, nothing on the traffic report as of right now. However, as I just reminded you during the weather forecast, we got a lot of fog going on in the early morning, and so you got to drive smart with low beams on. Also, be prepared for the deer, as we're in the middle of hunting season, and with the dusk and dawn coinciding with our commutes, you could be running into herds of deer running across the road. So let's be a little bit more alert and prepared, and rather than rushing. It is time for us to check history, a little history from history.com. And it's October 12, 2016. Here is the lead story. It's 1492. On this day, after sailing across the Atlantic Ocean, Italian explorer Christopher Columbus sights a Bohemian island, believing he also had reached East Asia. His expedition went ashore the same day and claimed the land for Isabella and Ferdinand of Spain, who sponsored his attempt to find a Western Ocean route to China, India, and the fabled gold and spice islands of Asia. Now, somehow we've pushed that event to the first Monday, or the Monday of that week, and so that's why it's getting a little confusing, and now we don't even celebrate it that much anymore. 1776, on this day, British generals Henry Clinton and William Howe lead a force of 4,000 troops aboard some 90 flatboats up New York's East River toward Throg's Neck, a peninsula of Westchester County. In an effort to encircle General George Washington and the Patriot force stationed at Harlem Heights. In 1960, in one of the most surreal moments of the history of the Cold War, Russian leader Nikita Khrushchev removes his shoe and pounds the table with it in protest against a speech critical of Soviet policy in Eastern Europe. During a debate over a Russian resolution decrying colonialism, a representative of the government of the Philippines charged the Soviets with employing a double standard, pointing to their domination of Eastern Europe as an example of the colonization they were criticizing in their resolution. In response, Khrushchev took off one of his shoes and began to furiously pound the table. The chaotic scene finally ended when General Assembly President Frederick Boland from Ireland broke his gavel, calling the meeting to order, but not before the image of Khrushchev as a hot-headed buffoon was indelibly etched into the American collective memory. That's one of those where you definitely want to see the video, don't you? In 1998, University of Wyoming student Matthew Shepard dies after a vicious attack by two anti-gay bigots. After meeting Shepard in a Laramie, Wyoming gay bar, the Fireside Lounge, Russell Henderson and Aaron McKinney lured him to a parking lot where he was savagely attacked and robbed. In 1918, a massive forest fire rages through Minnesota on this day, killing hundreds of people and leaving thousands homeless. The fire burned at least 1,500 square miles. In 1810, Bavarian Crown Prince Louis, later King Louis I of Bavaria, marries Princess Therese von Sachsen-Hildburghausen. The Bavarian royalty invited the citizens of Munich to attend the festivities held on the fields in front of the city gates. These famous public fields were named Thurisweiss, or Therese's Fields, in honor of the Crown Princess, although locals have since abbreviated the name simply to Weissen. Horse races in the presence of the royal family concluded the popular events, celebrated in varying forms all over Bavaria. And now we look at those as Oktoberfest. In 1915, British nurse Edith Cavell is executed by a German firing squad in Brussels for helping Allied soldiers escape from German-occupied Belgium during World War I. In 1945, Private First Class Desmond T. Doss of Lynchburg, Virginia, is presented the Congressional Medal of Honor for outstanding bravery as a medical corpsman and the first conscientious objector in American history to receive the nation's highest military award. In 1964, the Soviet Union launches Voskhod A-1 into orbit around Earth with cosmonauts Vladimir Komarov and Konstantin Fyokostov and Boris Yegorov aboard. Voskhod A-1 was the first spacecraft to carry a multi-person crew, and the two-day mission was also the first flight performed without spacesuits. In 2000, at 12:15 p.m. local time, a motorized rubber dinghy loaded with explosives blows a 40-by-40 hole in the port side of the USS Cole, a U.S. Navy destroyer that was refueling at Aden, Yemen. 17 sailors were killed and 38 wounded in the attack, which was carried out by two suicide terrorists alleged to be members of Saudi exile Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terrorist network. In 2002, three bombings shattered the peace in the town of Kuta on the Indonesian island of Bali. The blasts, the work of militant Islamist terrorists, left 202 people dead and more than 200 more injured, many with severe burns. The attacks shocked residents and those familiar with the mostly Hindu island, long known as the tranquil and friendly island paradise. Makes you almost hold your collective breath on this day, doesn't it, knowing that two specific terrorist events took place? 2007, former U.S. Vice President Al Gore and the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change are awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for their efforts to increase public knowledge about man-made climate change. In 2006, Gore had starred in the Academy Award-winning documentary An Inconvenient Truth, which was credited with raising international awareness about the global warming crisis. 1997, to those who bought records, Rocky Mountain High and Take Me Home Country Roads, by the millions, 70s John Denver was much more than just a great songwriter and performer. With his oversized glasses, bowl haircut, and down vest, he was an unlikely fashion icon, and with his vocal environmentalism, he was the living embodiment of an outdoorsy lifestyle that many 20-something baby boomers would adopt as their own during the me decade. Unfortunately, on this day, though, John Denver crashes and dies in an aircraft accident. And he was testing a unique experimental plane. And finally, in sports, 1929, on this day, the Philadelphia Athletics score 10 runs in a single inning of a World Series game against the Chicago Cubs. They went on to win the game by 2 runs, taking a 3-1 lead in the series, and they won the championship, their first since 1913, in the 5th game. So that is Today in History from History.com for October 12th, 2016. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on Chimera.com in just a few minutes.
Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company. and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, Jim.com. News in Hunterdon County. Let's find out what's going on. Well, first start off with this week is the New Jersey bear hunt, and some people not too happy about it. But well, it's controversial at best, right? Because some people are feeling that it's cruel and unusual punishment, and yet other ones are. People are very upset that, in fact, the bear are roaming about, many bear are roaming about, and kind of commingling with us in our residences or near our residences, and it's making it a dangerous area. So I guess the belief is that kind of thinning out the herd, so to speak, is a way of providing more food and more health for the bears, and so they'll keep to themselves and not rummage around in our resident areas. So here's the news and the stats on the whole thing. The second day of the extended bear hunt in New Jersey saw another 75 bears killed, bringing the two-day total to 281, according to figures released by the State Department of Environmental Protection Tuesday night. By the way, this was written by Dan Hutchinson of the Advanced NJ Advanced Media on NJ.com yesterday. The two-day total is more than 50% of the number of bears harvested during the entire 2015 hunting season, when a total of 510 bears were killed. As of 7 p.m., the DEP hadn't released a breakdown of the number of bears harvested in each county, the biggest bear killed, or the number of tagged bears killed. On Monday, the first day of the extended hunt, a total of 206 were killed, the DEP reported. 2016 bear hunt in New Jersey marks the first time in decades that hunters in the state are permitted to kill bears using bow and arrows. The bow and arrow season runs until Wednesday. From Thursday to Saturday, hunters may use bow and arrows as well as muzzleloaders to kill bears, according to the DEP. David Chanda, the director of the New Jersey Fish and Wildlife Division, said Monday that in the northern one-third of New Jersey, the state has a population of 3,000 bears, the highest population in North America per square mile, over a 15,000 square mile area. Chanda said previous hunts harvested more than 500 bears, but another 700 to 800 cubs were born, negating any decrease in the population. The first bear killed on Monday was a 104-pound female in Sussex County. Five bear hunting zones are open for hunting in Bergen, Hunterdon, Mercer, Morris, Passaic, Somerset, Sussex, and Warren counties. The DEP sold 7,664 permits for the first week of the bear hunt, compared to 8,799 permits sold for the 2015 season. Hunters will have to apply for new permits when the firearm-only season takes place from December 5th to December 10th. The DEP has set a maximum number for the bear hunt based on the total number of bears tagged by state wildlife officials in the current year. In 2016, 197 bears were been tagged so far. In the first day, 16 tagged bears were killed by hunters. If the number of bears harvested reaches 30% of bears tagged in 2016, about 59, the hunt will end early. More information on the bear hunt is available at DEP's Bear Hunting Season website. So I guess they're trying to keep a certain equilibrium, and that's the reason for the tagging and the statistical counting of the tags. Moving on from there, Craig Turpin reports on NJ Advanced Media that a garbage truck crashes into solar panels in Clinton Township. That garbage truck was running backwards into a row of solar panels on Monday after the driver apparently forgot to use the parking brake. The accident occurred at approximately 7 a.m. when a 2006 Mack MR driven by Dean Wardlow of Phillipsburg pulled into the parking space in East Street. Garbage truck rolled backwards across the street, ran over a curb, through a fence, hitting cement blocks before crashing into a row of solar panels. While Wardlow notified others of the crash, it was not reported to police until the solar panel property manager called headquarters at approximately 10:10 a.m. Wardlow was issued motor vehicle summonses for leaving the scene of a motor vehicle accident and failure to report a motor vehicle crash. Township police also reported a separate incident. A representative of the Mountain View Cemetery on Route 639 reported on Saturday that someone recently vandalized the cemetery by removing multiple stone posts and flags off the graves. It doesn't seem to be very related, but I guess they're just consolidating the police blotter. So a couple lessons there, right? Obviously, you need to put on a parking brake when you're standing still. Number two, if you do have an accident, unfortunately, it's better to report it than it is to see if you can get away with it. Now, we don't know if that's what Mr. Wardlow was doing. It sounded like he had made the right reports. But somehow there's a gap between that 7 a.m. crash and the property manager having to call at 10:10 a.m. Moving on from there, Flemington, let's see what else we got. Hundreds take place in the rally against Penny's Pipeline. Craig Turpin reports that hundreds took part in a weekend walk and rally against the proposed Penny's Pipeline. The rally was held on Saturday following a two-mile walk around the Delaware River Canal towpath near Durham Furnace. Organizers said the demonstration was directed at PennEast and its partners, as well as the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, according to a news release. The proposed PennEast pipeline would destroy ecosystems, historic resources, residents' livelihoods, and New Jersey Open Space Program for no reason except greed, said Caroline Catman of the Sauerland Conservancy. Numerous sources all point to just one conclusion about PennEast, said Michael Spill, founder of West Amwell Citizens Against the Pipeline. Market studies done by several private organizations, studies from the New Jersey Rate Council, and even the SEC of the PennEast, them all agree on the pipeline. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The entire country has been thinking about North Carolina.
President Obama discussing the terrible flooding in North Carolina yesterday while campaigning for Hillary Clinton in Greensboro, North Carolina. The president also yesterday signing federal disaster declarations for North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, opening the door for federal aid. North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory says flooding will continue for days and people still don't have power.
Lumberton and that entire region of Pembroke and Lumberton are the main areas.
18 people dead in North Carolina because of Hurricane Matthew. Hundreds dead from the storm in Haiti, and that death toll is now expected to rise even further because of disease.
There are hundreds of suspected cholera cases, and we are already seeing the first deaths.
That's UN Envoy to Haiti, Sandra Honore. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The FBI says it's investigating whether the crash of a small plane in Connecticut yesterday may have been intentional. The pilot of that twin-engine plane survived, but a passenger was killed and two people on the ground were injured. The plane went down in East Hartford, right along Main Street, taking down telephone poles and power lines. The FAA and NTSB are also investigating, of course.
I don't want his support. I don't care about his support. What I want to do is I want to win for the people.
That's Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump speaking on Fox News about House Speaker Paul Ryan pulling his support for the nominee, citing the remarks he made on a hot mic back in 2005 about women.
You know, we got more votes, more than 14 million votes, more than anybody in the history of the Republican primaries, Bill. And they don't give the support that we really need.
Okay,
now,
but I'm still
confused. I think
I'm
better off maybe without their support if you want to know the truth.
Trump making those remarks during an appearance on Fox's Bill O'Reilly show. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A new poll indicates more than half of Americans disapprove of athletes choosing not to stand for the national anthem. The Quinnipiac poll showing overall 54% of those surveyed say they disapprove. But there's a racial factor in the response. It indicates 74% of black adults approve of the protests, while white adults disapprove of the actions by a 63-30% margin. President Obama is setting his sights on Mars. In an op-ed piece published by CNN, Barack Obama says sending humans to Mars by the 2030s and returning them safely to Earth is the next chapter of America's story in space. Here's more from Rachel Silverman.
He said achieving that goal will require continued cooperation between government and private innovators, a collaboration that will begin in the coming years when companies send astronauts to the International Space Station. Seven companies have already received awards to develop new habitats that can sustain and transport astronauts on long-duration missions in deep space. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
You might notice Ronald McDonald is laying low during the recent rash of disturbing clown sightings around the country. McDonald's saying it's keeping its clown mascot away from public events because of the clown craze. The sightings and threats have forced some schools to close and police to be on the lookout for suspicious clowns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gonna change my tune.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's, Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh,
this is your birthday song.
Oh,
celebration all night long.
Oh,
may all your dreams come true. We sing all together.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday celebration. Party night, we feel the vibration. Lights are bright, we feel it all right. We're dancing till the morning light. Happy birthday celebration. Everybody get the temptation. Once again, this is your night. And everyone feels
we
right.
Happy birthday.
American queen is the American dream.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
can't help themselves, so I propose to surround myself.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The shackles are off Donald Trump, not our words, but his, as he lashes out at GOP leaders who are pulling their support. Here's more from USA's